We did not make a recommendation one way or another. We were asked to look at whether the forest, whether that, what kind of opportunities that would allow and what factors should be considered should Congress and the agencies and the administration decide to make a move. But we did not come out one way or another. We presented a lot of pros and cons. The one argument that's always cited, though, is that almost a quarter of the nation's lands that are managed by the federal government, the Forest Service manages those, and it's the only agency outside of the Department of the Interior. The other four agencies, in addition to the Forest Service, are Interior's Fish and Wildlife Service, Bureau of Land Management, and the National Park Service.
How did it end up that way? How did agriculture end up with the Forest Service? Because, I mean, it's not
good
a natural...
And actually, when we first started this work, a reporter called me and said, gee, this is the first I knew it wasn't in the Department of Interior.
Yeah, because it seems like a very unnatural place to have it.
It actually goes back to the 19th century during the westward expansion. The federal government had acquired millions of acres of land, and to promote settlement of these lands, the federal policy was to dispose of those lands. Then late in the 19th century, they decided that they were actually going to hold some of these lands and not dispose of them. And at that point, the Department of Agriculture, or its predecessor, actually had federal forestry functions there. And so these reserves were then set aside, and part of them were transferred to USDA in 1905.
So do you think that there's an issue here with the Forest Service in terms of getting attention within the Agriculture Department? Would it get better attention if it were in Interior? Is that one of the issues at play here?
I don't know if I would say attention, but it's more what we looked was at a more prospective approach, the challenges that the agencies are going to face in the future with things like dwindling water supplies, climate change, certainly the current budget crisis, and, you know, the severity of wildland fires and the monies that's taking. They're all going to have to deal with these issues, and it may make sense to have them all being dealt with in a common fashion under one secretary.
And would it also, join together the mission of the Forest Service and some of the other agencies that Interior already has doing similar work out there in sort of wilderness properties and also national parks?
Well, national parks are somewhat of a different entity in that their mission is a little bit more toward the preservation side, but certainly Forest Service and BLM both have what they call a multiple-use, sustained-yield mission. And so, actually, Forest Service and BLM are very similar.
Bureau of Land Management.
Bureau of Land Management, correct.
Some of the members of Congress who are interested in seeing this shift happen have suggested that it could be a cost-saving over time, but it sounds like you testified before the committee saying that might not actually be the case, and certainly in the short run could be actually time-consuming and costly. Is that right, that really this is an issue of being effective and not necessarily being efficient?
I would say in general that's a true statement, that you're going to see the effectiveness first when you do these kinds of reshuffling or reorganizations, and the efficiencies generally come more longer term. There are costs, and it's not always just financial costs, but costs in terms of employee morale, workload, productivity type costs that can occur in the short term. And we looked at a number of activities that these agencies currently have underway. Service First is one that we mentioned, and that's where actually BLM and Forest Service are co-located to provide some of the services to the public. And we definitely saw a benefit in the customer service aspect. But as far as cost savings, that has not occurred yet. For the most part, they're still working with separate computer systems, separate information systems, and so we haven't really seen the dollar savings yet from those.
And what do the agencies have to say about this, Robin? Are the agencies on board with the move, or are they willing to take whatever Congress dictates, or how would they figure in?
Well, the comments that we got back on our report, and that's a regular part of our process and quality assurance, is to allow the agencies to comment on the report. Since we didn't make a recommendation, and rather we're just portraying what is currently going on out there, what kind of factors would impact such a move. And then we talked about opportunities or key practices that could help mitigate. Both agencies were in agreement that our report did a good job of presenting all that information.
There is a big backlog of maintenance projects at the Forest Service, I think about $5 billion. Is that something that could be affected one way or the other by a move from one agency to the other, or from one department to the other?
The Forest Service isn't unique in that. Department of Interior also has a significant backlog, particularly the Park Service. So I would say it's a problem that they both share. But again, that was our focus, that if they're both focusing on the same kind of challenges, it may make sense to have a holistic approach to addressing those and to prioritize those needs.
And can you tell us which member or members of Congress requested this assessment?
The request came in from the House Appropriations Committee, mm-hmm. the Interior Subcommittee, but it was requested by both the chairman and the ranking member. At the time, it was Mr. Dix was the chairman, and he's currently the chair. The ranking member has changed since that time, but the report went out to Mr. Simpson.
All right. That's interesting. So what do you think the likelihood is of this move actually taking place, or you don't make a call on this either one way or the other?
Well, there were certainly some reservations. I think they heard our statement where we talked not only the benefits but certainly the downside to trying to do a reorganization of this magnitude. We certainly highlighted that it would be a complex move. And the discussion was pretty balanced as far as recognizing the shortcomings as well as the benefits. This is not a new idea. It has been proposed over the last few decades. A number of administrations proposed various reorganization opportunities to try to have a more holistic approach to managing federal lands. But I think it's definitely a recognition that we have some new challenges out there, and they're going to have to be addressed in a creative way.
Is there any resistance to this on the part of lawmakers who represent the agricultural community or the agriculture department, that is to say members of the Appropriations Committee that oversee agriculture and then would ultimately be losing budget to the interior appropriators?
We did not hear that.
Okay.
We did also talk to a number of interest groups, interestingly, on both sides of the issue, cattlemen's groups, recreation groups, and there was no consensus on it. You know, there were some who clearly saw it would be good to have a single focus as far as, say, take, for example, grazing. If cattlemen have cattle that graze on Forest Service lands, the time frames that they can graze and the policies and procedures that govern that grazing can be different than BLMs. So some saw that that would be a benefit to have just one set of rules and guidance. Others certainly are comfortable in their current arrangement. You know, the Forest Service does a lot with the local and state governments, so some mentioned that they felt that that could be hampered because that's not a role that Department of Interior has.